producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round, baby. It's time to take
off. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday has found us and you together. Do you realize that this is the last full week of the month of September 2015?
Stop it!
Here's the quote of the day from Dr. Ben Carson.
Stop wishing your life away.
I would not. Really? I'm not wishing my life away. I'm wishing for lots of good things for you and for me and for all of us. Carson said, I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. Conversation about whether a president's faith matters. This comes after Donald Trump made some headlines for not correcting a supporter who said that Mr. Obama was a Muslim. That thing has gone way beyond the beyond as far as I'm concerned. Not that it wasn't something that ought to be attended to, but the way, it's a wonderful example, or maybe wonderful is not the right word, but a perfect example of the news media taking something and running with it. It was I don't know, there was a throwaway comment from the fellow who was on the stage. If you didn't hear the story, last Thursday in New Hampshire, there was a town meeting, and Donald Trump was there, and the first guy that got up and said how horrible Obama was, which in terms of his presidency, certainly that's applicable, and then he said, you know, we all know he's a Muslim, and he hates this country, and all of that stuff.
And he didn't go that deep, but, he insinuated it.
Yeah, and so under the circumstances, Trump, who might have had an opportunity, should he have taken it, wanted to take it, could have said, well, you know, that's not really true. It's not really applicable. But he didn't say anything. And so everybody's after him for not saying anything. Since when do you get chastised, accused, and hung for not for doing nothing or for not saying anything? I'm not saying that it was
so
right.
Often, though.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's not really the meat.
He didn't just not say anything. He said, I like this guy.
He said, I like this guy kind of before he got everything out of his mouth.
Yeah. But think about how many times we in the radio biz get kind of wacky callers and you go, okay.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? If you say they're wrong, you're going to get in trouble for being insensitive. And if you say they're right, you're going to get slaughtered. I mean, he just didn't say anything. And
he
I thought
just
Donald Trump's response.
He was trying to get past it with a non-answer.
Well, right. And Donald Trump's response, real quick, was, hey, this is the first time I've gotten in trouble for not saying anything.
I think that what has happened is everybody has become so reactive to Trump. And what he says or he doesn't say, let's get to the heart of certain matters and talk about what matters. Because what the story is, Obama, maybe they want to run against Obama and his record, and there's plenty there to run against. But this kind of stuff, it was distasteful when it started. Whether you believe he is or he isn't. Is not germane necessarily, unless you think that because he's a Muslim, he's giving away the store. I know that there are a number of people who think that. What do they call them? The truthers? Is that the truthers?
Yeah, Jen was hanging out with him last Thursday.
I was.
Really? Yeah. Congratulations. Huckabee. You have all those pictures of you and Huckabee at that show. Yeah,
I do.
Nice. Yeah, that was very nice. All over Facebook. It was very cool.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say you're a part of the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, our social media. So is Trump still number one in terms of comments in the main, Kenny?
Kind of, because of the new poll, the CNN poll that came out today where he took a hit and Carly Fiorina jumped up into second place.
Yeah.
But he's still number one.
He took a hit?
Yeah, he's still.
When you say he took a hit, how is that?
He lost 8 points.
Mm-hmm. So he had 24 and now he's got 16?
No, he had 32. Now he has 24.
All right, so he's back to where he was.
Fine.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so that's that. Pope Francis will be the subject of much conversation this week, it would seem. I don't know whether it ought to be here or not. He's in Havana, I think, and then he's coming, what is he doing, Washington, Philadelphia,
Tuesday.
And New York.
He comes.
Right. And the news media, for some reason or another, and this is something else that I believe to be, I don't want to say it's annoying, because I like this Pope as a leader. I don't care much, I don't really care about the message that he has about religion. He has a message for people to sort of shape up or ship out, and that's a refreshing, strong, urgent, important message. So for that reason, I pay a lot of attention to him. What bothers me about, once again, I go back to the news media, and this sort of skewed reality that the Pope has versus whoever the head is, if there is such a titular head in the Jewish religion, and I don't know that there is, and in the Protestant side of things, there's no real titular head. There's the president of this sect and that.
Can you say that word one more time, just because I like it?
Which one?
Titular.
Titular, yes.
Thank you.
Is there a titular head
scratching
to the Muslim religion? Is there a titular head to the Buddhist religion?
Well, sure, President Obama. Didn't you just hear that last guy?
Right.
Come on, duh.
Ah, duh. So anyway, can we agree that our focus on the Pope, and I'm not, you don't have to agree, this is not about agreement. What I'm going to focus on is what I believe to be his strength, and that is his leadership capability. He is, for my money, and I started saying this, what, 2-3 weeks ago, in terms of leadership, I think he is really the strongest leader in the world, the strongest idea person when it comes to the positive nature of what mankind is all about. I just think he has it. So for that reason, I'll be very interested to follow what he says.
Enough to make you become a Catholic?
No, I'm just saying. I said that. No, I'm not at all. I'm not interested in religion. I think religion is anathema.
I was telling the boys, Dougie, last hour that when I was in New York and I was in a cab, I said, wow, if the traffic's bad now, it's sure going to be bad when the Pope gets here. And he goes, the who? Who is that? He had no idea.
Some Muslim probably driving the cab.
No idea. He's like, the Pope? And he asked me like four times, and I'm like,
who's
going back
Pope?
To the Pope. Like, hello?
Yeah.
He had no idea.
How old was the guy?
Oh, gosh, probably 40.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of people who don't know a lot of things, Richie. We're growing up in an era of specialty education where people, even when they're younger, don't really know what's going on in the world. And we are, I think, well, the millennials have educated themselves in a focused way. The Jennifer's generation has, educated themselves in a way that allows them to, or may encourage them to seek other wisdom. But my generation is the last generation. You know, we're really down. The baby boomer generation is really down on itself. And there are a lot of good reasons that it might be. But generally speaking, we are the last well-rounded generation. We have interests and show and express ourselves in lots of different ways as individuals.
Hear that, Jennifer? You're not in Doug's generation.
No, I'm not.
You're not well-rounded.
I know it. And you know what's actually different about that generation that makes a huge difference is the technology. Because you guys were the last generation to not really grow up with all of that technology.
Right.
Mine was sort of on the border. I grew up with a small amount of technology. And now these millennials, I mean, think about it. They don't know the card catalog. They don't know how to look things
right
up. It's just everything is so instant. And that makes a difference in the whole culture of the generation. I mean,
right,
it really does.
So in a moment, I want to, let's go, not necessarily into generational politics, into sexual politics, because
yeah,
I think,
buddy,
the Republicans are really messing up when it comes to Planned Parenthood. And I'll tell you why in a moment here on Good Day. 15 past the hour.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed. Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns with the blind audition.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after the blind auditions on an all-new Voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Richie, Jennifer, Kenny. The focus on Planned Parenthood and the Republicans wanting to cut federal funding for them. This is something that really they don't have a grasp on, it would seem to me. This is one of those things that crosses the effect on the people who use this product, if that's what you want to call it, is much wider and broader than the political landscape would have you believe. I know a lot of people who are very conservative politically, who have used, who support, who like, who want not to have this conversation, and they are all women. So regardless of what Carly Fiorina said, apparently there's a little exaggeration in the debate or discussion about what was on that video. It's been edited and all that other stuff. I think we can all agree that it was horrific. Anything that plays out that scenario is going to have dramatic impact. I know it
women
did on me.
Women as mothers don't like that either. I just don't understand why this is even an issue as far as something that is government funded. I mean, especially with the availability of you know, universal health care, of affordable health care.
Right.
I don't even know why this needs to exist anymore, especially with government
what
funding.
What needs to
I mean,
exist anymore?
Planned Parenthood. I mean, Planned right Parenthood now we have Medicare, we have Medicaid, we have Affordable Care
Planned
Act.
Planned Parenthood is the same as, let's say, a hospital service or a doctor's service.
Correct.
So
why do we need to fund it? Why can't we just fund the medical centers, take away Planned Parenthood?
They are a medical insurance card.
They are a medical center.
I know that they are a medical center.
So,
but why do you need Planned Parenthood is what I'm saying. Why couldn't I go to a doctor?
It provides a very positive for most people that use Planned Parenthood. Most women who have had an experience there will tell you that, and these are people that
I've had great experiences at my gynecologist.
Fine.
Why wouldn't you just go
that's
there?
That's your choice.
But so does the federally qualified health centers. And
yeah.
They actually provide more services than Planned Parenthood.
But that doesn't, you're missing the point, it would seem. I missed out on a good job to explain. It's another option, but it ought not to be funded by any federal dollars,
correct,
any more than any 501c3. That doesn't mean it should go away. 21 after the hour.
Private.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Aha! The only moly-oly we can get away with here. At 23 past the hour, time of the My Three Songs contest. What's going to happen here, if you're new to the program, we play three songs that come from different singers, different artists, that have a theme. They have something in common. There is something here as you listen. Maybe you get it out of what you know to be the titles. It could be the singers. It could be any number of things that ties them together. So, if you have an answer and you would like to speculate with us on the air, 888-302-3684 is the number. All right, so let's get started. Here's the first of our three songs. It's Chaka Khan and I Feel For You. I will tell you, I'll give you a little clue. You will find when you listen to these tunes that there is a similarity into how as to how they sound. Is that okay? That's a fair enough. Kenny, isn't that a fair enough?
Sure, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, there is a reason for them all sounding similar. All right, crank this up for a second. By the way, this is Chaka Khan's biggest hit from October of 84. Won her a Grammy for Best R&B Song. Featured Stevie Wonder. That's who's playing the harmonica there. Song was a million seller here and in England. Helped her relaunch her career. Stayed on the charts for 26 weeks. So it's Chaka Khan and I Feel For You. First in our... Yes, Chaka Khan. First in our three-song contest. What do these songs have in common? Next song is Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares To You. Another big hit for her in the U.S. One of other countries as well in the early 90s. This one's a little more difficult, but if you know, you know. It's one of those things. Just if you know, you know.
Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling.
Nothing compares to you, Sinead O'Connor. Second song after Chaka Khan's I Feel For You and our triumvirate here. My Three Songs Contest. What do these three have in common? Third song is Sheila E. Back to sort of similar sounding of the first song, A Glamorous Life. This is her debut single from 1984. Made it into the top, hit number one of the dance charts. Practice coverage. All right, let's see. What do these things all have?
Kenny, does this have anything to do with her ex-boyfriend?
I think so, but I'm not sure who her ex-boyfriend is.
Okay.
Is her ex-boyfriend...
Has everything to do with her ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Then yes.
Yeah. So he was her ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Pop royalty.
Got it. Oh, nice, Jennifer.
Okay, I got it.
Good for you, Richie. 888-302-3684 would be more important than in the next 60 seconds somebody else get it. Sometimes we don't promise to make these. Matter of fact, some people say, oh, that was too easy. Okay, that's fine. When they aren't easy, they still deserve your concern or consideration.
It's still fun to play.
Yeah, it is. A good way to get the gray matter working.
And sometimes the easy ones stump more than I think they should, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Yeah, there's something to be said for that, Jen. Chaka Khan, I feel
but
for you.
But she's married in Grant's tomb. Wow. Well,
I don't think there was no romantic relationship between Chaka Khan and this guy, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No. All right.
No.
And there certainly was none between him and Sinead O'Connor.
No.
No. All right. So we have...
He may have waxed her
really?
Noggin.
You think so? Okay, here because we're out of time. Richie, you got somebody quick? Quick.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk to Stacey.
Stacey, what do you think all these songs have in common?
They were all written by the artist formerly known as Prince.
Good for you.
Ooh.
Yes. They're all Prince songs written for these people. Good for you. Very smart stuff. That's good. Hold on just a second. 28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. When people think of aggressive dogs, certain breeds often come to mind. Having personally worked with over 40,000 myself, it's my belief that 85% of what a pet's temperament turns out to be is directly related to the environment and the people with whom the dog is with. Then why would certain breeds consistently be considered more aggressive than others? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Certain segments of our population are attracted to specific breeds. For example, let's take a look at gang members. Tough gang members are not attracted to Poodles, Yorkies, Chihuahuas, and Cocker Spaniels. They want a tough-looking dog, and therefore, many of the so-called aggressive breeds are victimized. Because of their strength and looks, their owners make them aggressive. What I try to explain to people, as I said earlier, 85% of what you put in is what you're going to get out. For example, if you were to take one of the so-called aggressive breeds and treat it with a lot of love, hugging, and kissing, you're going to get a great dog. But take that same Cocker Spaniel and abuse it, you're going to have an aggressive Cocker Spaniel. It's not a breed problem, it's a people problem. I'll more next time.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That are appropriate to discuss on Monday, the 21st of September, 2015. What a beautiful day it is where I am on the farm, and I hope it's a beautiful day where you are, and that the day will turn into something of beauty. I was reminded earlier that it's the last full week of September. It's the first full week of Mercury being in retrograde.
Yay!
For the
everybody loves it.
Oh, yes, everybody loves that sort of thing. That's Jennifer Horn, who's here with me on the Good Day program. Happy to have her back in the circulatory movement that is the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler on social media. The focus on how many of these refugees we, the United States, ought to accept. Do you buy into 100,000 refugees?
I have the number in my head that I'm thinking of.
Which is zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
How did you know? You're reading my mind.
Well, because you and I agree it's on that.
I mean, I know that, look, I'm a sensitive, nice person. So are you, Dougie. Mm-hmm. We have so many problems. We're being so overrun. Why do we have to take in anybody?
We don't have to. We have a cap. What happens now? The current cap on the folks who are accepted as refugees, and this is a whole different sort of scenario than we have in the immigration versus illegal immigration. The immigrants are one thing. Refugees are categorized as something different. So what we have, thanks to a bill, I remember how hotly debated this was any number of, I think it was 17, 18 years ago, when we had a cap of 20,000 refugees, Ted Kennedy moved or introduced a bill that would allow 25,000.
Yeah,
and then every year after that, it went up by 5,000.
Right.
And so now we have a 70,000 a year cap. And announcement came this weekend in Germany with the former Senator Secretary of State Kerry suggesting as everybody's talking about the European Union's migrant and refugee crisis. Okay, we'll take 100,000, like it was a lottery or something.
How do you?
And these are people that have been driven, and they've been driven from their homes. They have nothing. They have no paperwork, and they have no proof as to who they are. And from a national security issue, that's really dangerous for our country, not knowing who these people are.
It's that, but it's also back to this whole business of what in the world is going on? How are you running? How are you managing this country? And to dig back into, although it doesn't fix the problem, how we messed the situation up in the first place. The United States is completely responsible for the ISIS crisis. Not only the fact that there's a vacuum that was created by our going into Iraq, but then the situation after that where we really, should we have left troops there? Should we get out of troops? We get out. I mean, there's all this Monday morning quarterbacking going on, but the bottom line is there's still no common sense. There is no common sense.
Well, and another issue.
Reality to this urge to take these people in, and instead of fixing the problem of ISIS, which would fix the refugee problem, I mean, what in the name of God, how much thinking do you have to do about this? That fixes the problem.
Nobody wants to put boots on the ground. They can't fix it with drones.
Well, and they don't know how. And also, we've been...
They just don't have the balls.
Many reports are that we've been lied to about the severity of ISIS in this country, that it's not as bad as we think it is. That's what we've been hearing. We're making progress, and that it's the JV team. Well, it's not quite the JV team. Obviously, these people are running for a place to go. Somebody's got to deal with it. And you bring up a point. I can't say that the U.S. is 100% to blame. There are people out there who are hateful, people who are going to organize, but I think we helped ISIS along for sure. And we've also dumped a ton of money and equipment out there. So now not only have we maybe helped create ISIS, but we've armed them because we've tried to get other people to fight this
war
for us.
We've had nukes for leaders.
Yeah.
We have no inspiration. We have just let's go along to get along, and the world's not ready for that.
This is why a libertarian like Rand Paul
would
scare me. Because he would just say, everybody go deal with your own problems, and then this is what happens with them.
Well, we deal with their problems. How many people have been saying for years, let the Middle Easterners knock each other off? They've been doing it for millennia. We're not going to fix it, and we aren't. We are going to fix it. We fixed a little bit.
But the ones who don't want to get in the fight, which is most of them, end up running.
Right, okay, but that's their nature, so let them run. And that why should we help them under the circumstances? We help them because you can follow the bouncing ball back to when the Europeans cut up the Middle East and cut up Asia and cut up Africa, and then when oil came around, we get into the economic politics of where the oil is and what happens when we want it or we need it and how that destabilizes things. I mean, the combination of what Europe did, and there are those who, if you really think it's true, the United States and Europe are responsible for the mess of everything, including not containing ISIS. So now they're getting their just desserts because all these people that are disrupted are trying to get into these areas, not because they're thinking it through like we are.
How come nobody over there has the guts to defend their own land? Why don't they? I mean,
it's not part of their constitution. It's not really. They're not taught. Literally, hold on. Let me just answer your question. They are not taught to do that because they're not loyal to their country. They're loyal to their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Their countries have all been chopped up.
Yeah.
Their reality of what they had as a tradition disappeared when the British, the French, and the Dutch, and Spanish to a certain extent, carved up all of the Middle East, carved up Africa, carved up Asia for their own purposes. So they destroyed what they had in terms. Look at what we have. As much as we all disagree about so many different things, there's a unity. America has a unity to it that is probably unique in the world. Even though, people say, well, look at you all fight about this. Yeah, we do. We fight with each other about things internally. When it comes to something like an external force, i.e. 9/11, everybody is together and united against this common foe. And so, but these people in these other areas, we have a geographic connection that makes us the United States of America. They don't have that. in these countries that are all carved up. They have their sects, the SECTS. That's why the Kurds and the Shiites and the Shias have what they have or don't have what they have in Iraq. And you can see that play out when Yugoslavia was put together after the Second World War and Tito ran it. It was Macedonia, Croatia, Transylvania, whatever else was over there. And those were the natural, those were the tribal realities. And then when they all got together, if it wasn't for a guy like Tito, who was the same as Hussein, he kept everybody together with a gun, it wouldn't have existed. Tito dies, bingo, the country falls apart. Saddam Hussein dies, country falls apart. That's what happens in places that are not run, where they don't think like we do. I'm not saying that we are the best, but we at least have a national sort of empathy for what goes on in our country as relates to the outside world. These people don't have it. They have no roots. They don't feel strongly about where they've come from because what their heritage is or the history when it comes to political has been destroyed. And so they just are doing what their senses tell them to do, and so we flee because we want to save our lives. ISIS doesn't care about boundary. ISIS cares about power, control, and whatever it is that they can, that the people, this is the folly of all of this stuff. The leadership at the top are the ones who benefit. They always are in this circumstance. Look at Castro and the Castro family, how wealthy they are. Look at the Mubaraks and their family, how wealthy they are. Look at, what's his face, from the Palestinian Arafat and how wealthy he became. These people all figure out how to put together an organization that will support them and what they want and what they get. And it's different. You know, you can say, well, after somebody's been president of the United States, look at how wealthy they become. We're talking, these Clinton's a pauper in comparison to Mubarak's and to what Arafat had and even the Castros have. What they've ripped off by controlling these countries, they can say whatever they want about what they're going to do for the people. It's all BS. It's all about them. And that's what ISIS is about. There's four or five guys at the top who are going to run away at the end of this if they live. They already have amassed hundreds of millions of dollars. Who knows what they'll be able to amass before all of this. They take, by the way, the armaments that they're getting from us, yeah, they use them for some of their people to fight against us. But many of those things go on the open market, the black market, and they're being sold for whatever the reason to whomever all around the world. It's not, that stuff doesn't just all stay there. They gather it up and they put it on the marketplace and they sell it. And that's how they get more money to do other things. This is the insanity of this whole thing. And it just, as it rolls out, it's very troubling. Anyway, thoughts, comments, 888-302-3684. Jennifer?
I just want to know how we fix it. I mean, I think that we could talk about the problems. They are so deep. We could talk about them for a full
forever.
Yeah. But I mean, what do we do? And is the U.S. and that people always want to say we shouldn't get involved, we shouldn't do this, but we have to. Because if not, then our reality starts to change. Because
it has changed.
It has changed.
It's not the same country it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Being in New York for 9/11 and thinking about how much things... I mean, think about what has changed since 9/11. Sure. We can't go to the airport the same way anymore. We can't travel the same way. We can't move around.
We went to Chicago, and listen to this. Meredith got hassled by a TSA rep because she had the makeup brush in her bag, in her overnight bag. A makeup brush, and she got hassled for it.
Well, for what reason?
Because they said it looked like a weapon. Her makeup brush.
It is a weapon against a shiny nose.
She got hassled, or he pulled the bag out and wanted to check it.
Well, both, in fact. But it was the way they did it because she said something that questioned. Well, I've carried this before. I forget what she said. But they deliberately slow everything down. When you ask them any questions, or if you don't engage them with a smile, or, oh, it's great to see you, you guys are doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. If you have anything to say at all, then they'll figure out a way to slow you down.
There's that's a great just the way lesson they think. In that. Be pleasant.
Yeah, either that.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to work them.
That helped you out a lot when they were fondling you.
Well, I smiled about it.
Doug, why don't you have a TSA pre-check?
I do. We had to buy a ticket coming back that was one way, so you don't. But normally we. As a matter of fact, we went through the line on Friday. We were in pre-check. We were in TSA pre-check, but they still looked at the bag. Yeah. All right. Jennifer's going to spend some time in a moment. I know that you guys have already gone through the Emmy Award-winning show. By the way, I was enthralled last night. I forgot this was even on, to the point where we watched a repeat of Madam Secretary and another episode of 24 from the second season.
15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So Jen checks television news in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Elevated levels of nitrates in drinking water can pose a threat to public health. Bottled water and home water treatment systems are the best options for consumers dealing with nitrates in their water. Rick Andrew, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains.
If the nitrate levels rise above public health limits, consumers should find a safe alternative water supply. Boiling water is not the solution because it can actually increase the nitrate concentration.
NSF International, a global public health and safety organization, recommends two options for consumers. Andrew adds,
we understand consumers want to have access to the best water possible for themselves and their families. That's why NSF International tests and certifies both bottled water and reverse osmosis water treatment systems that reduce nitrates. These are the best options for consumers with elevated nitrates in their water.
Visit nsf.org/consumer for more information. There was 57 channels
and nothing on. All right, teamwork here. Building trust. Trust builds speed, so let's get through this quickly. Jen, you're in charge. I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of Jackie Collins, who was responsible for writing a lot of novels that were used in dramatizations on TV. Hollywood Wives comes to mind. She was 77, had breast cancer.
I remember reading her books she was one of the first adult books that I read as a teenager. You know, and they were always just such great beach reads and so soapy, and it's just
the perfect thing for Aaron Spelling to make a TV.
Of course. That's exactly what it was. I mean, these things were born to be soap operas.
All right. Any surprises in the Emmy Awards?
I think a couple. I mean, it was pretty status quo. I think that Andy Samberg did a good job hosting. We talked a little bit about that. He seemed pretty comfortable. He didn't do anything that was going to stretch the
point.
So
is he an up-and-comer for this sort of thing?
I think so. I mean, he's got the history that makes him successful. He's in his late 20s, probably early 30s, but as someone with SNL experience,
SNL background,
and he can host. So,
he's got that TV show 99 Brooklyn or Brooklyn 99 or something.
Brooklyn 99.
How many people watch that and think it's funny?
Actually, it's pretty critically acclaimed. I don't know how many people watch it, but people like it. I think probably the big story of the night is that Jon Hamm finally won an Emmy for his role in Mad Men, and he thanked his partner. This is interesting. He dated Jen Westfeld from Seinfeld, from 24.
Who's she in 24?
She was, probably the second to last season. She was the love interest of Jack, blonde lady. And so they just broke up. They were together for 18 years. And he thanked her anyway in his acceptance speech, which I thought was the class thing to do.
Very nice,
And then, of course, your only network coverage, Viola Davis, won an award. And then also Allison Janney for Mom got an award. Yeah. Everything else was very cable. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won her fourth in a row for lead actress.
Could we go to The View and what was said these advertisers who dropped off on The View because of statements they made about Miss Colorado. And I didn't see it, but I read about it. It seems even them, they are some
amazing
of them
when no
tacky.
One watches The View. I guess at least one person does. You know, the offensive police.
So was Joy Behar the one who said it?
She was the one who said it. And three more advertisers now have announced their decision. They're suspending their advertisements on The View.
What did they say?
Snuggle, McCormick, and Party City. They said something about why does she have a doctor's stethoscope on or something? She was making fun of Miss Colorado and her career as a nurse.
Yeah.
They said
reading a work email is not a talent.
Right.
But it was a great speech that she gave. We have it on our website, actually, in the daily video section.
At DougStephan.com, 51 after the hour.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephan, good day program for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He and I do a radio program every weekend called Good Day Health. You can call your questions in if you'd like to, 888-553-7536 to Dr. Ken, who's on the air between 7 and 9 live local on that's East Coast time, on Saturdays if you want to get your question in. Meanwhile, the Republican debate brought a discussion out of the health care issue and what all of them would do about that. But there was an interesting exchange, Ken, between Donald Trump and Ben Carson about vaccines. And I wonder what your take was. They both more or less said the same thing, I think.
I think they did. Dr. Carson called Trump a fairly good doctor. And I think they both did agree. As my position is, there are several vaccines that are life life-threatening. They save you from life-threatening illness that we all do need, as I recommended and made sure my child had. But there are a lot of vaccines that maybe we should just think about and are not necessary, and maybe we don't need such extensive dosing. And I made sure that the HPV vaccine, I didn't think my daughter needed. We talked about it, but there are a number of vaccines that they felt last night were not necessary. I think we're all in agreement.
Good. Okay, let's move to the study. This is a study that suggests one-third of Americans have high blood pressure, and those older than 60, wow. So you want to work this over?
This is a press release from the National Institutes of Health. It's not yet published, but it's an important study that may change the way we practice, and there aren't a lot of studies that do that. So if you adjust the amount of type of blood pressure medication to achieve a target systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, to 120, you reduce the rate of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, Doug, by almost a third, and the risk of death by almost a quarter, as compared to the target systolic blood pressure usually of 140. This landmark study is called the Systolic Blood Pressure Intervention Trial, or SPRINT. It began in 2009. It recruited approximately 9,300 men and women. The goal of SPRINT was to determine the potential benefits of reducing systolic blood pressure to less than 120 for hypertensive adults 50 years and older who are at risk for developing heart disease or kidney disease. Well-established clinical guidelines recommend a systolic blood pressure, Doug, of less than 140 for healthy adults and 130 for adults with kidney disease or diabetes.
All right. So let's, even though it sounds like a purely crass commercial connection, let's talk about what comes from Neogenis, the laboratory that has presented Neo 40 to us. The capsule that you can take every day, 2 minutes in your system, opens up all the arteries and veins. Then you can take later in the day for sustained excitement and enthusiasm, super beats. How does this help the study information we just got?
Well, in the study that we just talked about, the people who were hypertensive at the beginning to get their blood pressure down to 140 took, on average, two drugs. To get their blood pressure down to this 120, which has remarkable benefits, took an average of three drugs. And that's the issue with the study. Do you want to take the risk of taking a third drug, or do you want to benefit from getting your blood pressure down to 120? And one of the nice ways for all of us to keep our blood pressure under control is to make sure that our nitric oxide levels are adequate. If our nitric oxide levels are not adequate, our blood pressure will go up. This amazing chemical that we all need, it's a gas. It helps relax the blood vessels to keep the blood pressure under control. And most of us start losing our ability at age 40 to make an adequate amount of this Nobel Prize-winning important chemical. So that the folks at Neogenis have discovered this very effective way to use foods, natural foods, beets. They've dried it out. They've concentrated it. You take a teaspoon and 4 ounces of water, and you get an adequate amount of nitric oxide to help keep the blood pressure under control. The nice thing about them also is that they now have this very easy way to measure your level. You just put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. You look at the color. You can determine if you have adequate nitric oxide. If you don't, you can take the product and get it up.
800-655-4183. That's the number to order Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Listen to Dr. Ken and what he says about what you need. We all need Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.